At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, September 27th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the Major League Baseball slate today with 15 games overall and go to a big NL West matchup between the LA Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. This game, first pitch, is 9:40 p.m. Eastern time tonight, and currently you're looking at the Dodgers around a minus 120 road favorite with the San Diego Padres plus 110 at home, with a very low total in this one of 7.5. Now going into this matchup, the LA Dodgers have already clinched the NL West and they've already clinched the best record in Major League Baseball. Where you look at the San Diego Padres, they still have something to play for here. They haven't clinched anything, but they do hold down the number 2 wild card spot. The pitching matchup tonight, Tyler Anderson is on the bump for the Dodgers, 15-4 with a 2.52 ERA. It'll be opposed by Blake Snell, who's 8-9 with a 3.62 ERA. Anderson has been great in the month of September, 1.35 ERA. Similar, Blake Snell, he's also been good in September, 2.63 ERA. Now, one thing we've noticed here, even though the Dodgers have already clinched and don't really have much to play for, the public is not quitting LA. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, currently 70% of bets are laying this minus number, short chalk number, with the LA Dodgers, yet this line really hasn't moved at all. So that could be an indication here that maybe some line freeze action on San Diego. If 7 out of 10 bets are on the Dodgers, they open minus 120, why aren't they up to minus 130, minus 135? The fact that it's kind of stayed the same, could be looking towards San Diego, possibly getting some plus money here with a little bit of liability. You also look at the total in this one. Very interesting. Low total of 7.5, and it's really juiced up under minus 120. Now, you could be looking at a possible underplay here as well. If you like this under, you may want to grab it now. It's 7.5 under minus 120. Tells us liability on the under, and because it's so juiced up, could be looking at possibly a dip here towards 7. So if you like the under, you probably want to get the hook right now. That way, a 4-3 game, you're able to cash with the hook, whereas if you get a late 7, you would push in that one. But both teams have been trending under recently. San Diego's 8-4 to the under their last 12. The Dodgers are 10-4 to the under their last 14 games. Also, you look at the bet percentages using VSiN.com coming from DraftKings. Only 39% of bets are on this under, yet it's taking in 77% of the money. So that's a very sharp low bets, higher dollar bet discrepancy. Kind of reading between the lines, the public likes this over, but it's juiced up under liability. Also, a huge plus 38 discrepancy in terms of percentages, plus 38 smart money, where it's only 39% bets under, but 77% dollars. So it looks like possibly the under here with a little bit of liability play. And again, if you like that under, you probably want to grab it now before it falls down to 7.5.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to go now to the American League and look at a big American League East showdown between the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch in this one up in Toronto is 7:07 p.m. Eastern Time, and currently the Jays are listed as a very short -110 home favorite, with the Bronx Bombers a +100 road dog. Total in this one is another low total of 7.5. Now you look at the Yankees, they've already clinched the American League East. Toronto hasn't clinched anything. They're the number one wild card spot and looking to punch their ticket to the playoffs. Toronto did win 3-2 yesterday, cashing as a very short -120 home favorite. Pitching matchup here tonight, Jameson Taillon goes for the Yankees. He's 13-5 with a 3.90 ERA. In four September starts, he's a 3.47 ERA. And he'll be opposed by Jose Berríos, who's 11-6 with a 5.27 ERA. He has a 4.87 ERA in his last four September starts, but Toronto Blue Jays are 6-1 in those last seven starts from Berríos. And Berríos did oppose the Yankees back on the 18th, 8-18. Toronto won that game 9-2 at Yankee Stadium. Berríos went 6.2 innings pitched, one earned run and 9 Ks. And similar to basically the public looking at the game we just talked about all over the Dodgers, once again, they're not quitting the New York Yankees. Another big name team here. Currently 74% of bets are taking the plus money here with New York. However, again, similar to that Dodgers game, line really hasn't moved at all. Toronto opened -110, pretty much has stayed -110. So possibly another line freeze play here where, again, why hasn't this line flipped to Yankees as a favorite? Why hasn't it moved to the Yankees? Could be some liability here on a motivated Toronto team tonight against the Yankee team that, again, doesn't really have much to play for at this point. The Yankees are just 6-11 as a dog this season. It's very rare that they're an underdog. Meanwhile, 88-48 as a favorite. But the Yankees in the spot, again, 6-11 as a dog versus Toronto, who's 75-51 as a favorite, 75-47 against righties, and 44-32 at home. You also look at the Yankees. They're just 38-37 on the road, only one game above 500. While at home, they're fantastic, 56-22. But again, tonight they are on the road. Looking at this total here, it's 7.5. -110 both sides, although there are a couple books, and whenever you're looking at lines and live odds, VSiN.com/odds, take a look at the juice at pretty much every book, not just one book, because some are -110 to both sides, 7.5, but there are a couple that are a little bit juiced up here, so possibly some liability to the over. Maybe if you like this over 7.5, you probably want to grab it now because it could rise to 8. Toronto is 6-3 to the over their last 9, and the Yankees are 6-2 to the over their last 8. Now, of course, any Yankee game right now, you got to talk about Aaron Judge. He's sitting on 60 home runs, looking to break the record here for the American League. And if you look at what he's done recently, he's homerless in his last 6 games. And right now, if you look at him to hit a home run tonight, he's +190. And again, he's in his specific matchup against Jose Berríos. He's got one home run and 18 at bats against Berríos. But if you think Judge can hit a homer tonight, we're on Homer Watch with Judge. He is +190. Again, you put down $100, you would win $190, plus you get your $100 back if you look at Judge and bet on him to the home run for tonight. Football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night that I'm on, I'm going to go Cleveland Guardians on the money line. This is a 6:10 p.m. Eastern time start, and this is basically a matchup here between Corey Kluber and Shane Bieber. And right now, Cleveland is listed as around a -145 home favorite, with Tampa Bay around a +130 road dog, with a low total of 7. Some books are juiced up a little bit here to the under, 7 under, -115. But I'll be laying the chalk here with the Cleveland Guardians. I'm on Cleveland -145. Look at kind of what we've seen here. Cleveland has clinched their division. Tampa is number 2 in the wild card spot, and they haven't clinched anything yet. But first advantage for Cleveland, while I'll be sweating Cleveland, is a big line move in their favor. Cleveland actually opened in this game around -130. They've been bet up now to around -145, even some books up to -150. So right off the bat, the line movement is telling me that some respected money is going Cleveland here tonight, laying this chalk. It makes sense. Cleveland has been really fantastic. Best team in baseball here over the last month or so. Cleveland is 16-2 their last 18 games. And you look at kind of what we've seen when both teams had a day off the previous day, which is the situation here, just take the favorite. That spot would match with Cleveland today. That's 121-59 this year, 67% overall. Also, the pitching matchup. I think it favors Cleveland here. Corey Kluber, who's pitching for Tampa, he's 10-9 with a 4.30 ERA. But in the month of September, 0-3. His last three starts when Tampa Bay has Cleveland Kluber on the bump, and he has a 4.87 ERA in those four September starts. You also look at Shane Bieber, the Biebs, as I like to call him, 12-8, 2.81 ERA. But the Cleveland Guardians are 4-0 his last four games, and in the month of September, he has a 1.95 ERA in five starts, and he's only given up one earned run or less in six of his last nine starts. So Bieber is really dealing here. You have the system match. Both they off take the favorite, 67% with Cleveland. The line moved toward Cleveland, 16-2 their last 18. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, public is kind of down the middle. Only 52% bets are on Cleveland, but they're taking in 62% of the money. So basically that tells me public's undecided, but this respected money is laying this move here with Cleveland. Also, if you look at percentages, and it's pretty much down the middle, theoretically, if the tickets are split, the line shouldn't move at all. The fact that it's pretty much down the middle, yet you're seeing, again, 15, 20 cents of movement toward Cleveland, that tells me respected money is on the Guardians tonight. Cleveland's probably going to lean on their bats here, aside from the pitching matchup. They're hitting 252 versus 242 for the Tampa Bay Rays. Also match correlative betting, a favorite low total, so a low total of 7 with a favorite here upwards of now almost minus 150. Fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely, never guaranteed, but more likely it comes from the better team. Cleveland in the spot, 50-25 is a favorite, and 40-32 at home. Both winning plays or winning situations for Cleveland, whereas Tampa Bay, just 20-29 as a dog, and only 33-39 on the road, both losing spots here. And also, keep an eye on the total. You know, we're sitting around 7. There are a couple books here a little bit juiced up, but there are a couple juiced under minus 115 as well. So it seems kind of like the odds makers don't really know which way to juice this one. But you do have a good bet split here to the under. Only 29% bets, but 52% of the money. But again, when you look at a situation where different books are juiced up different ways, sometimes that's a layoff for me just because there isn't a clear indication across the market that there's one side with liability. But I'll be going the Cleveland Guardians here. I'm sweating Cleveland at minus 145. For my last sweat of the night for Josh's sweats, I took the Baltimore Orioles last night, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you keep giving me the Baltimore Orioles, a team playing very well with something to play for at plus money, against my Boston Red Sox, born and raised a Boston, Massachusetts guy. But I got to tell you, Sox in a bad spot. They've been eliminated. I think this is not only a bet on Baltimore getting plus money with a line move, but it's also a bet against the Red Sox, who I think are ready to see this season end. But you have seen this line move toward Baltimore. This opened Boston listed as a short round minus 135 home favorite. Red Sox are now down to around minus 125. So it tells me some money came in here on Baltimore, dropping the O's from plus 125 down to around plus 115. Baltimore's bats really went off last night. They beat the Red Sox 14-8. They cashed as a plus 105 road dog. Baltimore has the motivation. They're only 3.5 games back of the final wild card spot here. Meanwhile, again, the Red Sox have been eliminated. Kyle Bradish will be on the bump here for Baltimore. He's 4-7 with a 4.65 ERA. But in the month of September, in five starts, he's a 2.08 ERA, so Bradish has pitched pretty well. Versus Michael Wacha, who's had a really good year, 11-1, 2.70 ERA, but his ERA's gone up a little bit in September. Four starts, 3.24 ERA. Baltimore, again, has the motivation, only 3.5 games back. Boston, nothing to play for. Line move toward Baltimore, again, getting some plus money in this spot. You'd also have some correlative betting, the Orioles as a divisional dog. Divisional dogs bark louder, again, because of that built-in familiarity. Also, a divisional dog with a high total. It's a total here of 9 at Fenway Park, so more expected runs scored, more likely. A better opportunity here for some upsets and some variance, which benefits a dog. Boston has lost 6 straight. Looks like a team that maybe wants to pack it in here in a disappointing year. Versus Baltimore, who is 9-7 head-to-head against the Red Sox this year. Also, kind of a data-driven play, not just a motivation play. Still 60% of bets here on Boston, maybe because they're looking at the Wacha numbers here. Again, he has been good, 11-1, and Red Sox are a big-name team at home. However, only 40% of bets on Baltimore, yet the line is moving in their favor. So that looks like a reverse line move on the O's. Anytime you have percentage of bets or the public on one side, but the line goes the other way, that would qualify as a reverse line move or RLM. So it looks like you do have some RLM here for Baltimore. Also, you know, you expect a high-scoring game in this one just because bats went off yesterday, 14-8 game. But it is notable. The total here is 9, but it's juiced up under minus 120. So it could be getting down to 8.5. You know, if you want to play this over, you could wait for the 8.5, then take the over. But to me, it's a layoff just because you have this liability under, even though it does feel like these teams will put up some runs. The Red Sox are 4-1 to the over their last 5. Baltimore 7-3 to the over the last 10, but no play for me. Just kind of fishy that you had a lot of runs last night, yet this 9 is really juiced up under. You'd think it'd be over, but no, it's juiced up under. So that's a no bet, but my angle there for Josh's sweats as a Red Sox fan, I'm betting against my team. Give me the Baltimore Orioles at plus 115 tonight. So two Josh's sweats, Cleveland minus 145 and Baltimore plus 115. That about does it for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. Reminder, if you're looking for more information, more betting trends, bet splits, great articles and content from respected analysts across the market, just go to VSiN.com. Check out our daily newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter, as well as more information to subscribe and become a pro member, VSiN.com/subscribe. But that does it for the Morning Bets pod on Tuesday, September 27th. I wish you the best of luck. And as always, as a wise man once said, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because as always, that's what it's all about.